In Hungary, a new law came into effect this week banning the portrayal or so-called promotion of homosexuality to those under 18. While the EU Commission is threatening legal action, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán says it should be up to parents, not schools or the media, to oversee their children's sex education. Esme Nicholson has the story.
These are the sounds of Budapest's last Pride parade, more than 2 years ago. Since then, the government has outlawed gender transition and gay adoption. Now, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's administration is also banning the very discussion of LGBTQ from the classroom and media which reach those under 18. It's a move that many believe will do damage to those it claims to protect.
We think it's really, really important to mobilize as many people as possible, because right now our concrete safety and the well-being of LGBTQ youth is a danger.
Victoria Radvani is on the board of Budapest Pride. She says the new legislation is part of a wider law that aims to protect against child abuse, and says the government is intentionally conflating homosexuality with paedophilia to further stigmatise the LGBTQ community. As a result, she says organising this year's month-long Pride Festival has been an uphill struggle.
A lot of venues are afraid to host LGBTQ events because they fear that they're going to be attacked in the propaganda media.
But difficulties getting Pride off the ground have not stopped Hungarians from marching for rights granted elsewhere in the European Union.
Bátrak vagyunk! Bátrak vagyunk!
At a recent rally, thousands of people gathered outside Parliament shouting, "We are brave," and a small but growing number of teachers are daring to defy the new law. One of them is 60-year-old Marianne Schiller, who has taught literature to high school students since communist times.
You cannot say that you would just not talk about it. And especially if you think of teenagers, they are obviously deeply interested in sexuality and bodies and emotions. What else should they be interested in?
Schiller jokes that she'd have to stop teaching half the classics to follow the law. More seriously, she says, some of her colleagues feel they can't trust their students.
In almost each class, there are some kids who would report what they heard to the father, who would go to the government reporting the teacher.
The Orbán administration argues that teachers have no role to play in sex education, as recently made clear by the Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó.
As long as the kids are under the age of 18, the education of theirs regarding sexual orientation is the exclusive right of the parents.
Orbán's spokesperson, who would only answer questions in writing, told NPR that this law bans both homosexual and heterosexual, quote, propaganda targeted at children. Shari Santo, an art teacher in Budapest, disputes this.
I will do what I believe is best. So, no, I will not obey this law.
Santo says she's seen homophobic legislation before. She spent the last decade teaching in Russia, which passed a similar law in 2013. She's dismayed this is happening in her own country.
The fact that homosexuality or trans issues are a taboo makes these kids much more vulnerable, and violence against them will be very hard to address for what it is.
Santo says she welcomes the EU Commission's recent threat to withhold coronavirus recovery funds from Hungary over this law, but says she's not convinced the EU won't let them down, something she says she won't do to her students. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.